I don't know, man. I'm worried about Lewis. I hope he wins.
Yeah.
Lewis is a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you. I really do hope he triumphs over adversity.
I do too.
Because the guy needs this kind of win.
What is the backstory? There's a beef, or is it just like they're friends and they're doing it for fun?
They're not friends. They don't know each other. It started off as like a joke or something. The guy was like, yeah, I'll fight that Lewis guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis is like, I'll never back down from a fight, dude.
Yeah. This guy lives in Vegas, or they're traveling to Vegas for the fight?
I don't know. The other guy's got a
podcast. I think he's an L.A. guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think he actually, trained. Like, he actually just trained as a
Well, I said it before, fighter. And I'll say it again. Open challenge to any fucking comedian or podcast host that wants to compete against me in an open wheel race. Any kind of F1, preferably.
Yeah.
You know, you get
the Grand Prix.
We will find, we're both going to do Monaco. 1v1.
Yeah. Sort of a misty kind of light rain situation.
We're going to recreate Le Mans.
Le Mans,
And well, obviously, no teams. It's just us. 24 hours. You stay in that fucking car.
How about Le Mans, but it's just for guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Le Mans?
Well, you can do Mont.
Oh, man. Yeah. Le Mans.
Have you seen that documentary,
Senna? That's what Le Mans means in French, is the guys.
The guys.
Hell yeah,
it's just hanging with the
guys.
Wait,
what is Le Mans? I thought you were talking about Le Mans. Where the pregnant
Le Mans is a race.
It's still a race. It's a 24-hour race.
Whoa.
Where?
No brakes?
No brakes.
Yeah, no one's allowed to have brakes on their car.
Yeah, no brakes. Yeah.
Now, teams compete, and you drive. Okay. You drive for 24 hours.
Oh, is that the shit where you drive across the desert?
No, it's just
that
one.
Looks cool.
You do as many laps as you can in 24 hours.
Oh, that's it. It's just a track.
Mm-hmm.
What's that shit where they go? What's
NASCAR,
that shit where they
it's
go?
It's not like a circle. It's like
it's a road. Yeah, yeah.
Race.
What's that shit where they go through the desert and shit? And
that's like a dune buggy.
Baja.
Yeah,
shit.
Dude.
Yeah.
We should do some of that shit.
Yeah.
That
well, again,
awesome.
Look, any fucking comic wants to challenge me to an open wheel F1
and
race.
Challenge me to a dune buggy race.
Yeah. A drifting competition. Again, we need sponsors, but we're going public roads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a
Jay
shit.
Jay Leno, you're being called out right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just me and Jay Leno die.
Oh, yeah, you would immediately crash.
High stakes race.
Just a giant explosion. Everyone in the stands catches on fire.
I kill 37 people and myself. Yeah. Flipping a $2 million Porsche sports car.
McLaren.
Just F1, yeah.
I wanted one of those old Formula One cars look funny as shit. Because they're just shitty old cars.
They
look like go-karts.
Fuselage body ones.
Yeah. And motherfuckers were really getting fucked up on those, I would guess.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that documentary Senna about the Brazilian guy?
Well, there was a horrific crash in Le Mans in, I think, 58. A car went up into the stands and just killed him.
Holy shit.
And then they just kept racing.
Respect.
Yeah.
You got to respect the sport.
The show must go on. Yeah.
Damn, that's actually
I think it's a pretty
big dick move from the French.
I think most of the main world famous F1 guys are all around 5'7", 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
It's like
you would be good at it?
No, you
So
I mean,
all
I'm
three
saying,
of us would be
I'm
like good
like,
at it. All
grew,
three
like,
of us would be perfect.
So you're saying we could all be
Yeah, we should all be Yeah,
you could
that's
all be
good.
Le Mans
I'm
guys.
If you guys agree with
me. Me and Stav might be too heavy for the cars.
Yeah, but your little frame is perfect. Your live little right around 5'8" frame.
I consider myself to be a Lewis Hamilton type of guy, kind of a hip hop style, you know.
Why? Just cuz he's black?
Cuz he's black.
Lewis Hamilton is like the blackest thing that he does is he prefers Shadow to Sonic.
No, he's friends with rappers.
That's fucking awesome.
He fucks pussycat dolls.
Really? Does he?
Lewis Hamilton was the Nissan guy, right? Like the Nissan Gran Turismo guy.
I don't know
who he was with. I thought he was with Ford.
No, but I mean, it was Nissan had, I think Nissan had, a Gran Turismo school. Like, the people that were best at Gran Turismo got to go to a school, and then...
The video game?
Yeah, I think he got
That rules.
From the video game.
Yeah, I think so.
So the wheel was worth it, Nick, if you just applied yourself and kept with it.
I do.
You're back on the track?
I'm looking into, cool tunes for my Raptor. You know, trying to drift the Raptor.
You still wheel?
Nah, that's been collecting sawdust.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
I mean, that was just an ironic purchase.
Yeah.
I got maybe. You know what? Also, what happened
it
too?
Hurt your shoulder.
I fucked up my shoulder benching a year ago, and then the wheel exacerbated it.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Anything for fucking the glory on the track.
I'm telling you, man.
You got
that's
hurt by
the ideal
video
the
games.
Ideal lifestyle. Fat. video games, lifting weights. Completely just not fucking your girlfriend ever. Emotionally checked out. She doesn't know how to process it.
Yes.
You know? She's like, why is this disgusting man not fucking me?
Right. I love this piece of shit for some reason. She's mad at herself.
She loves you.
She can't understand it at all. She wants to hang out, and I'm like, I have things I have
to do. Come on, bitch. It's Le Mans.
There's bay windows on my apartment. She's walking by and sees me feeding Doritos to Ernest.
You yell at her for walking in front of the TV. Yeah.
You fucking bitch. Say pause.
Tell
Say
me to pause. Why are you spying on me? I told you I was fucking busy tonight, bitch.
You and Ernest having a tea party?
Go hang out with one of your collection
of
fat
girlfriends.
You put a
little bow tie on Ernest. You're like, thank you, Mr. Ernest.
I tell you, it makes you feel like a real piece of shit, but walking all over a woman, what a great feeling.
On this beautiful All Hallows Eve.
All Hallowed Pussy Eve.
Oh, that's right. We get in there,
hollow out that
using
pussy.
Fucking tools on your on your hole, bitch. Oh, I'm bad at fucking. My dick doesn't work. Let me introduce you to the pit crew. Nine guys come in, all
Nine
in jumpsuits,
guys, all jumpsuits,
drills with dildos at the end of them.
Yeah, so they come. They come in immediately, just rip her legs off her body, and then she's just held up on jack stand. Yeah. And then they just attach a fatter black woman's legs to her body.
All right.
They come up, rip her tits off, huge black tits.
Big
out.
Black titties.
Just big black tits, big fat black ass.
Yes.
And pit stop complete. Better bitch, ready to go.
She's just welcome. In agony. Yeah.
Welcome to the better bitch pit stop.
All the fucking sutures are getting infected in real time.
And then I'm just sitting on this woman's back as she's bleeding out, making race car noises. I love Monaco. The Monaco,
this is
bitches.
The beautiful spot. Just a bunch of fucking princes watching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'd love to be a rich Monaco guy, dude.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that like the richest place, or is it Abu Dhabi?
Abu Dhabi, I thought, was the town from Aladdin.
Mm.